This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, let me deliver some bad news to you people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Bad, bad news. It has to do with polling. Hold on. Okay. Following President Trump's announcement of a U.S. Supreme Court nominee just weeks before Election Day, Democrat Joe Biden has jumped out to an 8-point lead in Rasmussen Report's weekly White House Watch survey. Doesn't include reactions, it says, to last night's first Trump-Biden debate. Well, it didn't happen last night for us, but I'm just reading this. This is supposed to let us be afraid. It was that Supreme Court pick, and, of course, it didn't include the debate, which, of course, we learned it got worse. So now Biden's got, what, an insurmountable lead. I think he leads by 50 points in every state. How is Trump even in the race? Why does he stay in it? There's no enthusiasm for him. There's certainly nothing out there that proves that anybody wants Donald Trump. Forget that, what, his base is something like 95% supportive. Forget that Donald Trump had the bully pulpit for a few days under the Chinese Wu flu lockdown that he placed himself under when he went to Walter Reed. And miraculously, one of the people in the chief demographic to die survives the Wu flu and has that bully pulpit. Oh, yeah. And, oh, yeah, let's not forget how poorly Donald Trump performed because, as I mentioned, you remember his quips from the debate, but we don't remember Biden. But it's okay. We still know Biden's winning, right? Because they told us. That's what the media tells us. And we all believe the media these days, don't we? I mean, we've learned to trust the fake news media. My goodness. They say the latest national telephone and online survey finds Biden leading President Trump 51% to 43% among likely U.S. voters. 3% prefer some other candidate. Another 3% are undecided. The race has narrowed over the previous 3 weeks, but Biden has now cleared the 50% mark for the first time. Oh, my goodness. I know you're panicked out there. You know, many of you are still contacting me going, Kevin, I mean, you got, listen, look, man, these polls, look at this. Did you see Joe Biden's latest rally? And I use that term loosely. Did you see it? If you did, you thought it was a joke. Biden is speaking to no audience. Don't call it social distancing. They invited an audience and nobody showed up. You ever thrown a party and nobody showed up? You ever worried about that or done an event and you're just praying? And all the prayers in the world didn't help. They didn't show up. That was Joe Biden. But, hey, fear not, Democrats, leftists, and lunatics listening to the program, The Kevin Jackson Show, and there are a few. Joe Biden is large and in charge. And why? Well, look at what he's done. Look at all that he's accomplished while Donald Trump has been in the hospital. Look at all that Biden has accomplished. I mean, there's that, you know, I mean, well, there's a lot of stuff that he's done to move the polls. He gave a shout out to the president and said, hey, I hope you get better. I hope you feel better. I mean, there was that. And, you know, he identified his strategy around something. I mean, didn't he do something that warrants all of this big jump? Because what? Donald Trump hasn't done anything. I mean, the economy is turned around a little bit. And, you know, he's laid out his plan for his second term. You know, he's talked about how we're going to bring the economy back. He's dealing with what? ISIS is still gone. I mean, Iran is still in check. Kim Jong-un, he might be dead, but his body double isn't, you know, saying anything. His sister isn't threatening the world. Putin, I haven't really heard his name much. China, what's going on there? Trade deals still pending? I don't know. But here's what I'll tell you. World peace has happened and a host of other things. Nobel Peace Prizes are on the way. People are back to work. Donald Trump is saying, I now got this Wu flu. I think I'm ready for people to go back to, you know, I got a different take on it now that I have studied it and I've been a part of it. For all intents and purposes, Donald Trump could have said, you know what I did? I asked him to inject me with the old Wu flu so I could see what it was like and I could come back and report to you. And I survived. I have a different idea around it. You know what it is? It's like the common cold. I felt bad for a little bit, but I'm okay. But no, those polls want you to believe old Joe Biden's doing it. All things around you, what did I tell you? Black Lives Matter. Still dropping, dropping like a rock. Been very quiet lately, haven't they? You haven't heard a whole lot about Antifa and the chaos that was going on in the streets. They're underreporting that, aren't they? Chicago, you want to know what happened over the weekend? Typical Chicago. 36 people were shot, 4 were killed. That was over the weekend of October the 4th. They probably still haven't finished counting everybody. It takes usually 3 or 4 days before they know really how many people got shot and how many got killed. What else is going on? In the places where the riots are occurring, consequences are happening. You want to know what's happening? Boeing to move all its 787 Dreamliner production from Everett, Washington to South Carolina. Yeah, Everett, Washington, outside of Seattle. That used to be Boeing was one of my accounts when I was a management consultant. Big, big deal. Moving production, saying enough. Why should we be contributing to this tax base? Where's it going? A southern state where people have sanity. This is what's going on, folks. The same old thing happening with the left. People getting shot and killed. Nobody cares. Rioting in the streets, nobody cares. Fake news, keeping people out of their jobs. People that are working are being damaged by things that the leftists are doing, and they think they're winning. They want to give you more and more polls. They want to demoralize you, make you feel little. Want you to believe that Joe Biden doesn't have to do anything, and he can widen the gap between the president. And some of you buy it. Does the president seem that worried about it? What do you think his internal polling is saying? Do you think that he's resting on his laurels, or do you think this is a guy with 4 years under his belt that understands that the Democrats will do whatever it takes to win and to cheat? And as I asked you guys before many times, are they better positioned to do it today, or are they worse positioned? Do they have control of the DOJ? Do they have a better candidate? Are there more Democrats now that get it and have moved over, or fewer? And I could go on. A lot more to talk about when we get back. Keep it up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
He doesn't deny them at a minimum. I totally disavow the Ku Klux Klan. I totally disavow David Duke.
When you say the party is self-destructing, what do you see as the biggest problem with the Reform Party right now?
Well, you've got David Duke just joined, a bigot, a racist, a problem. I mean, this is not exactly the people you want in your party.
So are you prepared right now to make a clear and unequivocal statement renouncing the support of all white supremacists?
Of course I am. Of course I am.
How many times do I have to reject? I've rejected David Duke. I've rejected the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan.
About the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. Racism is evil. And those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
There were many times where Donald Trump has disavowed the racists, and yet it's a question that continues to come up. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. The reason why I'm even bringing this up is because I want you to understand how the media tries to push a narrative. And by the way, that clip that you heard, that was years of Donald Trump talking about this. That was probably a period over 30 years where he's going, and certainly as president or as a candidate, and then as president, he's disavowed. But some of those clips were just him saying, you know, David Duke is repugnant. He said it years ago. And he's still facing that. We are still talking about racism in a time when Donald Trump has appeared with more black folks. I mean, I don't know how much you know about racism, but let me tell you this. White nationalists, white separatists, they don't go to rap events and hang out with black folks. They don't go to events, for the most part, with lots of black people there and intermingle with them. They certainly don't hang out with them in New York with people like Don King and Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and build buildings and hire multiple people of all ethnicities. They don't do these things. They believe that they need to be completely separated, that they are the superior race. You see it in their attitude when they're dealing with other people of other colors. And here's Donald Trump, who has he's by far probably one of the best records in race in terms of race relations of any private citizen. There is nobody who would have accused this man of being a racist until he ran for president. And then they all say, will you disavow? That was, I don't know, three or four or five different interviewers all asking the same question. And if it wasn't enough, here's Chris Wallace during the debate, knowing what I just played for you, the person who is supposed to be a host, who's supposed to say, I've got the history of what you guys have done, and here's the question that he asked of Trump.
Totally disavow the Ku Klux Klan. I totally disavow David Duke. I've been doing it now for 2 weeks. This is, you're probably about the 18th person that's asked me the question. It was very clear. That question was also talked about in the form of groups. Groups. I want to know, which groups are you talking about? You have to tell me which groups. Ultimately, he got to the Ku Klux Klan, which obviously I'm going to disavow. And by the way, if you look on my Twitter account, almost immediately after the program, they were disavowed again. You know, it's amazing. When I do something on Twitter, everybody picks it up, goes all over the place. But when I did this one, nobody ever picks it up. Take a look at my Twitter account.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Senator Rubin, are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups,
sure,
and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland?
Sure,
are you
I'm
prepared
willing to do that?
I need to clarify, that was Chris Wallace in 2016 having asked Trump the same question that he asked him again in 2020. How ridiculous is that? Donald Trump says in 2016, in 4 years, Chris Wallace, you don't recall what he said then? Now, if you want to call that fair and balanced hosting or whatever, fine, but it's not. It's Chris Wallace asking a setup question yet again that paints Donald Trump as a racist when he's not. How many times can you disavow? And this leads me to why Donald Trump is winning the black vote. It's very simple. Black people have watched this guy. And I'm going to tell you something. You don't have to believe me. You can say, Kevin, man, you just come on here and you tell us what we want to hear. I don't tell you what you want to hear. I don't care what you want to hear. No offense. If you're not here, I'm still going to do it. I'll do it until I'm sick of it. But with or without you, I'll do it. And I'm not here to make you feel better. I'm not here to, you know, there's no agenda. Let me put it that way. What I'm telling you is what's fact. When you look at everything that we research all day long, and then, of course, my reality, when I'm out in the street and I'm talking to folks and whatever, I'm telling you, black folks are sick of this. They've heard Trump say many times. Now, you may not know it, and it isn't like it's drone, you know, it's all over the media, but it gets down to the black vote eventually where they go, Every time you call this guy a racist, he does something positive for black people. Where does it, how does that jive with us? And Trump, during the debate, mentioned the poll for 22%. I've seen polling into the 30% for Trump, and we've done our internal polling, and we think it's in the 30 percentile, and we'll go higher. The Democrats, in every way, and you don't have to just believe this for black folks, they are chasing away their base when they lie like this. They call this man a liar. They call him a racist. And every time you turn around, you find out they're the liars and they're the racist. So when I play those clips for you, I want you to think about them logically. Forget about don't think about the words. Think about what's the meaning behind the words. What's it doing? And what I'm telling you is this. Because people say to me all the time, Kevin, it's not getting down to the black people. They're not hearing it. And I go, yes, they are. If you don't know what you're telling, if you can't back it up, then I don't want to hear it. I know it's getting down to them because they're telling me. They're writing to me. They're sending me videos. I did a radio show with a pastor. He says, Kevin, you are the reason I'm no longer a Democrat. I finally started paying attention. I looked at what a man's deeds were versus the words of other people. This is what is happening. And people are recognizing this stuff, and they're responding to it. And I want you to compound this with all the, or add to it, all the other lies that the left has told. You're going to learn about Obama's participation in the coup against Trump. You're going to learn some very cruel things that the Democrats have tried to do to Trump that make the Democrats liars. And all that's going to come out in the next few weeks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump hasn't experienced any symptoms of the coronavirus since returning to the White House, according to White House physician Dr. Sean Connolly. In a memo released Tuesday, Dr. Connolly provided a progress report on the president's recovery, saying that his vital signs and physical exam remain stable and that the president is doing well. Connolly says the president met with his team of doctors Tuesday morning, and they remain optimistic on his progress. Despite several White House staff members also testing positive for the virus, it's business as usual, according to White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. She herself has tested positive and is quarantining at home, but tells Fox News that the business of government goes on.
All of the typical meetings we have in the morning have continued. Some of us are doing it remotely, others of us in the building. But we move forward. The president, you know, just over the weekend signed, I believe it was a dozen documents, two proclamations, and he moves forward with the work of the American people he has in this debate.
This is USA Radio News. Questions about President Trump's health remain even after he returned to the White House on Monday. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, tells CNN that while the president looks to be recovering well now, it's possible his condition could worsen in the coming days.
It's no secret that if you look at the clinical course of people, sometimes when you're 5 to 8 days in, you could have a reversal. His physicians know a reversal meaning going in the wrong direction and getting into trouble. It's unlikely that it will happen, but they need to be heads up for it. He knows it. The physicians know it. So they're going to keep an eye out on it. They're going to try and do that within the confines of the White House as opposed to in the hospital.
Early voting numbers suggest we could see a record turnout for the November election. According to a report from the U.S. Elections Project, more than 4 million Americans have already voted between early voting, absentee, and mail-in ballots. That is far ahead of the 75,000 votes cast at this point in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, folks, we're going to go to Baton Rouge right now, where there is a funeral going on right now for one of the officers that was ambushed.
Governor Tom Wolf.
We do have Vice President Joe Biden speaking right now.
851-852-52.
For all of you.
Yeah, I got curious.
The fact of the matter is that
Joe Biden is a pathological liar. He's a
that unfortunately, Jill and I know from personal experience.
He's not tripping over his tongue.
A little about what you're going through.
His demented brain, the man.
Not as a young senator.
And he is, and it is the fact that the man.
Tried to turn a broadside of my family Christmas shopping and kill my wife and kill my daughter.
Three of something Joe has.
I got that phone call.
Or 10 or 20. You say I can jump.
I that phone call. You
jump 2 inches higher. Doesn't matter. Joe's that dude. You know who
just a little year ago. The love of our life.
People like this.
A genuine hero, the Attorney General of the State of Delaware,
people
decorated
that
are like that, war veteran.
They don't have no mother training, no mother wits.
Our son, Mo.
They ain't got no home training. They haven't learned how to just blend in with the crowd.
We lost.
Look, if you got a skill set, if somebody goes, you're at a party, and they're like, man, so is there any entertainment here? And you break out in song because you got, you know, a heck of a voice? Then, shoot, go for it. Close the door. Don't be too bizarre. Anyway, I don't have it. But you know what I'm saying? If I had it and I could break out in some song. And now I play piano, right? So if you got a piano there, I'll tickle the ivories a little bit. And they'll go, Kevin, I know you play. Yeah. But I'm not going to be, yeah, man, Liberace, I played with Liberace. I opened up for Ray Charles 3 times. I'm not going to do that. Not that I don't have the talent. But it's because I don't have the talent. Anyway, I digress. The point is this. Joe Biden lies for sport. Democrats know this. While the media plays footsies with him on his plagiarism, dude stole a speech from a Brit. He didn't think people were going to figure it out. He's like, I can't steal an American speech, but nobody listens to the Brits. So he stole a speech from some Brit, probably named Nigel, and tried to pass it off as his own. And he gets caught about it. Yeah, you're kind of right. I did change a word or two, and there was the inflection point. No, Joe Biden, you stole it. They ignore his bigger lies, too. Oh, Joe, I was the top of my class. I graduated, just had a scholarship, man. Yeah, and I used to date all the pretty girls. And, you know, it was all about me, man. Yeah. No, it wasn't. Joe Biden was that dude that, you know what? Joe Biden's a guy, he looks at his career and he goes, how did I make it? Why didn't somebody find me out? I'm a piker. I never should have gotten where I'm at. So now he's got a backfill. Yeah, I was in a plane. They shot at it. I went down. I pinned the medal on a guy after I saved 3 from, you know, with horrendous bullet wounds. Then I got back into the helicopter and flew back with one of the guys. And I continued administering CPR until we could get him to a hospital that had better surgical equipment than I was able of delivering. I mean, that's Joe Biden. Oy. And the leftists love him. They love that liar. Our Joe, he's so dreamy. Said no leftist ever, but you get what I'm saying. They still like him. So, I thought about Joe's life and his lies and the things that he says. I watched him debate Trump and continually spit out lies. Luckily, Trump just busted him, man, hit him right in his mouth. Pop, Joe, get out of here, boy.
Yeah, he said bad things about the military. He used my son, Joe Biden. Bo. Bo, 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 Bo.
And Trump was like, I'm having none of that. Don't you mean Hunter? We'll get to it in a minute. I already talked about it, but you know what I'm saying, right? You do. Anyway, Joe Biden used his wife's death, his first wife's death, as a campaign tool. You guys aware of this? Yeah, use their death. Actually, wanted people to believe that, you know, she was, you know, the love of his life. And, oh my gosh, and she was hit in a terrible crash and this, that, and the other. Liar!
All right, folks, we're going to go to Baton Rouge right now where there is a funeral going on right now for one of the officers that was ambushed.
Governor Tom Wolf.
We do have Vice President Joe Biden speaking right now.
Express
for all of you. The fact of the matter is that that unfortunately Jill and I know from personal experience a little about what you're going through. When I was a young senator, tractor trailer broadsided my family Christmas shopping and killed my wife and killed my daughter. I got that phone call. That dreaded phone call you all got. And then, just a little over a year ago, the love of our life, a genuine hero, the Attorney General of the state of Delaware, a decorated war veteran, our son Bo. We lost.
Oh, yes. The good son. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The good son. But Joe Biden brings up, that doting wife and the good son. Let's see what... We played this the other day, but it's worth hearing again. This is what Donald Trump had to say when Biden tried to invoke Bo again. See, this is Biden's strategy. This is the Democrat's strategy. Live vicariously through other people. And for the record, Bo's no hero. He served in Iraq. I'm not dismissing it. I didn't serve in Iraq, not because I didn't want to, but I'm just saying I had no need to. But he's not a hero. He's a guy that's strapped on a uniform. I salute him for that. But Joe wants it to be bigger than life. He was a hero. He got awards, man. Look at this. So he brings him up in the debate.
And with regard to more divided, the nation that can't stay divided, we can't be this way. And speaking of my son, the way you talk about the military, the way you talk about them being losers and being just being suckers, my son was in Iraq. He spent a year there. He got the Bronze Star. He got the Conspicuous Service Medal. He was not a loser. He was a patriot. And the people left behind there were heroes.
Really?
And I resent.
Are you talking about
like
Hunter?
Hell.
Are you talking about
I'm
Hunter?
Talking about my son, Bo Biden. You're talking about.
I don't know Bo. I know Hunter.
Yeah,
Hunter,
you know,
got thrown, Hunter got thrown out of the military. He was thrown out, dishonorably discharged.
That's not true.
For
he wasn't dishonorably.
Cocaine use. And he didn't have a job until you became vice president. Once you
None
became
of that
vice
is
president,
true.
He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various
not
other places.
True.
He
my
made a
son,
fortune.
Gentlemen, my son.
And he didn't have a job.
My son, like a lot of people we know at home, had a drug problem. He's overtaken it. He's fixed it. He's worked on it. And I'm proud of him.
But why
I'm
was
proud
he given
of my
tens
son.
Of millions
all right,
of dollars?
But he wasn't given
right,
tens of millions of dollars.
Given tens
that
of
is
millions
totally,
of
that
dollars.
Is totally discredited.
You've already been discredited. We've already been through this. I think the American people would rather hear about more substantial subjects. Well, you know, as the moderator, sir, I'm going to make a judgment call here.
$3.5 million
okay,
from the. Now,
I
played
that
clip
again
because I want to highlight the difference between Donald Trump and regular Republicans. See, regular Republicans would let Joe Biden live on that nonsense. They let him, people believe, oh man, that Bo, he was an amazing guy. And we would forget about Hunter. The media is not going to bring him up. Trump says, no, dude.
Not going to happen. Now, I don't know what he's going to do going forward, but I'll tell you this. There's more to this story. There's more to the Biden family story than we're hearing. And I got curious because as I reflected back and said, this dude is a pathological liar. Forget what Biden says. Whatever he tells you, he's lying. So if he's lying, what's the story? And one of my researchers said, Kevin, you do know that the rumor is that Joe Biden's first wife, Nellie, committed suicide. Now, Joe Biden glamorizes the story. You know, it was a Christmas. They were going to get my family was going to get a Christmas tree. And they were broadsided by a truck. It's not true. It's not true at all. The trucker had the right of way. His wife ran a stop sign and smashed into a tractor trailer truck, killing herself and a 13-month-old daughter and seriously wounding the two boys. And there are people who believe that she was trying to kill herself because of the actions of Joe Biden. But no, it's Camelot to hear Joe tell it. It's poetic. He was suffering, man. He got sworn in at the hospital. See, there's always more to a story when Joe Biden tells it. There's always more to a story when a leftist tells it. Because they lie. Their resumes are fake. Their stories are made up. They're embellished to such a degree that it's not even a white lie. It is a complete fabrication. Things Joe Biden tells you are so loosely attached to the truth that, quite frankly, they're better off being called works of fiction. But Joe Biden wants you to believe him. The Democrats want you to believe that he's a stand-up guy, man. He's a family man. While Joe had to get sworn in the hospital because the boys were, his wife was dying or dead, and the boys were still there, and they were set serious injuries, and he was just a good old doting dad. Had nothing to do with Jill at the time. No, wasn't screwing around with her, wasn't, you know, he was a family man. And it was quite the contrary, and we'll get into it when I get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden is a pathological liar who can't believe that he's had so much success and that he's been able to get away with this crap for decades. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. It's true. That's a fact. You know the type. And I've explained him to people, and they get it. Leftists don't want to get it because they have to reconcile the idea that they know they have a guy who has said things about people. Joe Biden blamed a trucker for killing his wife when he knew that trucker never had a drink. That trucker did nothing wrong. I'll put it to you this way. How do you hit a newly elected senator's wife, kill her and her baby girl, almost kill two of his sons, and they don't even issue you a ticket? See, that's how you want to look at things. You got to look pragmatically. Joe Biden wants you to believe that, that guy, I heard he drinks his lunch. That's what Joe Biden has said about this guy. I heard he drinks his lunch. That's why you don't believe him.
They tell you, Comey's the most amazing guy. He's so dreamy. He's the most straight-laced guy in Washington. They're telling you he's crooked. Bob Mueller, nobody questions him. His competence is the best of anybody. Nobody dare question it. He's the most incompetent. They tell you the opposite. Joe Biden lied about a man. And I got curious about his life. 47 years in office, nothing to show about it except fictionalized stories about his family's heroism. And, of course, omission of the bad son. That's Joe Biden's real record. The actual story differs greatly from what Biden relates. Are you surprised? Not if you have a brain. This story of Biden and his wife dates back to 1972. He had just been elected to the Senate, U.S. Senate from Delaware, when his first wife, her name was Nelia, decided to take the couple's three children to get a Christmas tree. This is the sensationalized, fictionalized story. And in the tragic accident, the family's vehicle was struck by an 18-wheeler carrying corn cobs. Maybe that's where we got the story of Corn Pop. You know, Corn Pop. He was a bad man. He was a bad man. Biden claims that the driver of this truck was drunk, but Politico and other sources say that the driver of this truck, a guy named Curtis Dunn of Pennsylvania, was not accused of drunk driving or any wrongdoing in associated with this crash. And the reason is very simple, because he did nothing wrong. Nelia Biden was supposed to stop. But as opposed to stopping at a stop sign, I don't know whether this was a T intersection or whatever, but as opposed to stopping, she kept going. And that tractor trailer ran her over. Now, I'll ask you this. How does a drunk, I asked it before, but how does a drunk who killed a senator's wife with a newborn walk away with no charges? Or charges? They said this. For whatever reason, Nelia Biden, who was holding the baby, ended up in the right of way of Dunn's truck coming down a long hill. A friend of Biden's who looked into the accident at the time told Politico she had a stop sign. The truck driver did not. Now, you could say, well, come on, Kevin. Stuff happens, man. Maybe. We've all done this. She had a momentary lapse. The kids were fussing in the back. She was like, hey, hey, hey. You know, like my grandmother used to reach in the back seat and try to spank me, you know, me and my brother when we were like hitting each other or something. Maybe that happened. Or maybe it was something else. Because here's my question. Why does he lie about this? It's a tragedy. This accident didn't need alcohol. Trucker driving along the road, wife can't stop, brakes go out, whatever, truck doesn't stop, boom, she's dead. Daughter, wife, dead, two boys, traumatized, for sure. But he accuses a man of being drunk who killed his family, and nobody would substantiate it. And let me tell you, common sense will tell you he wasn't drunk. See, I have that superpower. If he had been drunk and he killed a mother with her child and almost killed two little white boys? Please. Negro, please. So Biden lied. Why? Because he needed more sympathy than usual. Too many people probably knew of old Joe's reputation. Maybe the man was doing exactly what Tara Reid said. Maybe he was the town rapist. Who knows? I'm not saying he was. I don't know if he was a womanizer, but I suspect he was, because you don't need to lie about your family dying in a tragedy like that to get sympathy. You don't need a drunk. You don't need a drug addict. You don't need a sniper. All you need is that story. His wife was killed in a tragic accident when she got hit by an 18-wheeler. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Yeah, he was drunk. Does it make her any more dead? See, that's what gets me curious. Why wouldn't the press investigate something like that? The rumor that Joe embellishes that story. Why would he do it? Because the rumor is he was screwing around with Jill What's-Her-Face during this Biden family tragedy.
In short, Joe Biden drove Nellie Biden crazy with his actions. The man who finally lied his way to the big time now needed a big time wife, and he was probably having arguments with her all the time. You're not good enough. I'm a senator now. You got to dress better. You got to look better. You got to talk better. You got to back me up on my stupid stories. And she's been with him a long time. She's lived with him and said, how did this clown get elected to the Senate? Now I got to go along with this ego to match this? Oh, ego? Put plugs in your head because you don't want to go bald and have this beautiful coif that I have? That's ego. Maybe she decided, you know what? The best way to get back at Joe Biden is to hurt the family. And ironically, it helped his career. See, it's taken some time to unravel these deceptions, but here's what Heavy.com wrote, because in 2008, Dunn's daughter said, I've had enough. Pamela Hamill's her name. She wanted an apology from Biden. Her father died in 1999, and she was upset that Biden had claimed he was drinking when police didn't find any such thing. She said Nellie Biden drove into the path of her father's tractor trailer, possibly because her head turned and she didn't see the oncoming truck. That's what people said, but I don't even believe that lie. The Dunn family should be outraged, rightfully so. Lion Biden used Curtis Dunn to cover up his likely affairs that drove his wife to possibly commit suicide and infanticide, but nobody's talking about it. In 2012, Biden was talking to the military personnel, and here's what he said. For the first time in my life, I understood how someone could consciously decide to commit suicide. He's talking about the situation with his wife. And he says, not because they're deranged, not because they're nuts, but because they've been to the top of the mountain, and they just knew in their heart that they'd never get there again. That was it. Never going to be that way ever again. Now, he's maybe alluding to his own dark thoughts, but some think it hinted at the actions of his deceased wife. Now, here's another little twist in this whole thing. And Jill, whatever her name was at the time, she wrote this. She was Biden when she wrote it in 2019, but this is a memoir, she says. It's called Where the Light Enters. And she had posed in an ad for a campaign ad for Newcastle County Parks and Recreations. It wound up at the airport in the mid-70s, and they said Joe, who traveled there, was apparently enamored with the woman and the mysterious model, and he wanted a dream date with her. And they pretended it's love at first sight and all this. And then they said, in a random fortuitous twist, Frankie, his brother, knew of a friend of a friend, and that's how Joe got to meet her. But the two actually met earlier, whether they admit it or not, and it was the encounter that pokes holes in this Camelot version of the newly minted Bidens. And the New York Times said, while Biden wasn't familiar with Jill at the time, his future wife reportedly had a chance encounter with Nellie just weeks preceding her death. Now, you judge this chance encounter. She said the fleeting moment occurred in 1972 at a victory party celebrating Joe's first Senate win. Jill spotted Nellie in the crowd, describes her. And it says, I walked up to her, held out my hand, and said, congratulations on your win. She took my hand, smiled graciously, and said, thank you so much. You believe that? Because I don't believe it for a second. Jill attended that party because she was having an affair with Joe. She was there to size up the competition. And you better know that Nellie knew Jill What's-Her-Face. It wasn't a chance encounter. It was Jill, the future Miss Biden, marking her territory. Biden became a senator. He fell under the protective umbrella of the party of the lynching of Negroes, and the media doesn't want to cover the story. It is no Camelot, folks, and it is not the spin that the Bidens are putting on it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.